There's never been a dull moment since I've met this guy. I'm serious. I mean, I've never seen so much good, spontaneous humor out of a person in my life. I thought I had a little bit, you know, and I met him and I just shut up because I'm telling you, it's like this. And I love it. I love it.
Well, he's met his match with Sarah.
So it's a couple people that are here that we didn't get to introduce to everybody and that we didn't tell everybody who was here. LaVon snuck in last night late. LaVon Schwartz from Kalamazoo. Yeah. Good to see you, LaVon. And we've had a gal that I've been talking with at least a year, over a year, and that's Connie Norman, who's
a Facebook friend.
Who lives in town. I think I told you to get on Facebook, didn't I, with us?
Yeah. Or,
yeah, somehow we connected. I have no idea how, but she found me, and she wanted to come, and the first thing Connie said was, is it okay to wear shorts? And I said, you can come totally naked. There are no rules. Amen? There is absolutely no rules. There's no rules. And, you know, Diane just had said, you know, we're so grateful for everyone. The fact that this has ever begun or is happening is just awe-inspiring to me. You know, I've never had any intention, you know, to ever have a ministry I did have one time, and the Spirit told me there's no such thing as your ministry. And I closed it up. It wasn't too long after that, we closed it right up. And then this began, and because of my past experience, I resisted this for a couple years, and most of you know the story. Tony Den Hartog kept pestering me just to start a group. Wasn't get a pulpit out by the front road, you know, and call them in. We just started a group, and the revelation of righteous judgment came to us, and it's still a beautiful, beautiful message. And it's I'm just really grateful that we can get together and we can share these things, and that we can enjoy what we know. And when you look at the appearances, when you look at what we've learned, what appears to us to have been a journey, even the fact that there's such a thing as universal salvation is very, very low-level teaching. It's really almost insulting to me to think that we wouldn't consider that. It's such a low value of thinking, well, everybody will be saved someday. You know, the poor bastards out there, you know, they'll get it. I mean, really, just to think of that even has been very, very tainted. To me, it's a little bit disgusting to think, well, we need to say that. But that message alone is not accepted in 90% of what's out there. I mean, they're crucifying Rob Bell, you know, and yet what we're hearing and what we're understanding is so much higher, because there's absolutely no such thing as an enlightened person. Enlightened. There's no such thing as an enlightened person. Well, if there was one person here that was enlightened right now, they'd be pissed off at me.
Not if you're right.
But there's no such thing as an enlightened person. Because the whole idea that you, as a separate individual, separate from the whole, could somehow become enlightened is a total contradiction to reality. It's a complete contradiction. It's complete ignorance of the state of reality. Real awakening is the realization that there is no one. Now, I know that sounds strange, but even last time we were together when Gary was up here, we've got a saying from Rahashi that said, what about others? He said, there are no others. Well, if you think you're in, then they all have to be in.
Right.
Hello? And that in itself is even a little bit prejudiced, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there are no others. And so this whole concept that there's some that aren't and some that are, it's where all the 40,000 religions come from. I didn't know there was 40,000. I thought 4,000 was a lot. But there's really billions of religions, because there's not one person that's idea of God and what to do is the same. So real awakening is the realization that everything is holy now. There's nothing that's not holy. It's all there is this. This. It's not even now. Now is long. All there is this, and it's holy. And to say it's unholy, what? Comes from the individual separated consciousness, what? Judging appearances. Mm-hmm. Commenting on the world. Demonstrating our prejudice on who we think should be this or that or whatever. Okay, now, all that's part of what's happening, but it's all done in a sense of separation from the fact that there's only one. There is no other. When the seeker drops away, that which is sought becomes apparent. Why is that? When the seeker drops away. Because reality has never come, and it never went away. It isn't something that comes and goes. Paradise, the idea of the allegory of paradise, never left. And I'm being a little bit redundant, but I want to do it in a little different way. We think somehow somebody got kicked out of this tiny little garden and there's cherubim still guarding the damn thing, you know, and nobody can get in. And if you even try to look at it geographically, you know, it's all desert out there anyway. There isn't a blade of grass anywhere near that area, let alone this garden. It's pretty crazy. So, our good friend Dino, hi Dino, I love you, buddy, had posted something about a week ago that perfectly matches what I'm trying to communicate with you this weekend. And he said, the universe is free. No God manipulates it for anyone. It perpetuates of itself, and its expansion is completely selfless. Now that does not make sense to this, right? And it's not supposed to. It's not going to make any sense to something you can wrap your mind around. It's beyond the appearances. Hello. It's incorporeal. It's pure spirit. It can't be seen. It can't be touched. It can't be felt. Because you can't feel and touch everything. See, we're trying to grasp a little piece of everything and call it our own, and we just really just judge the hell out of it. Whatever that piece is that we think we own, because that's what happens when we become separate, is we want to own something. We just really look at life as a businessman. We approach life as a businessman because of the fear of what? Right or wrong. Because of the tree, is this right for me or is this wrong for me? That's all from the perception of a businessman. It's not from a lover in love with this. This. It's nothing progressive. We talk about journeys, but you've never been in the wrong place. How could you ever be in the wrong place if this is it and it's everything? Right? This is paradise. It's not my perception of what's right or wrong that's paradise. This, right now, is paradise. And so whatever comes to you is even beyond being for you. It's all there is. We don't have to put up with it. Well, this is for me. I just better bend over. I mean, that's true, but it's beyond that. It's way beyond that. And that's the thing that's amazing me, is this is becoming so much richer and more complete. It's real, real similar to a lot of the things we've been sharing for a couple years. But now, what are we doing? We're really pressing down on the you. We're really pressing down on this identity that has a feeling, a sense of separation, and realizing it's a dreamer in a dream. Well, what is the dream? That I can control something, that something belongs to me. There is no me in the equation. There's just one being, there's just one self. And this, some people in these circles, it's really called non-duality, you know, if you want to look it up. They say, well, it's nothing and everything. But it comes out of nothing. And what is this everything? It's pure, unconditional, omnipresent love. Love doesn't decide to interject here and then pull itself out. Yeah. What would be happening if that was going on? There'd be somebody saying, well, they don't deserve it here, but here they do. But see, that's how the mind functions. And that's okay. We don't want to get in this quagmire of judging the hell out of our mind, because sometimes you just got to let it run wild, because that's what it's doing most of the time. But that's what it does. But we're not our mind. We're not our body. So there's absolutely no way to control something that's omnipresent and unconditional. Does that make sense? That even makes sense to my mind. How could you control omnipresence? How could you control something that's unconditioned? It means you can't screw with it. You can think you can, but that's the problem, isn't it? Is that we think we can screw with everything is holy now. Is everything holy now? So here's, if you flow with me now, just stay with me, because this is hard to comprehend. This is why it can't be for anyone. It's all or none. It's all or none. And that's the part we have difficulty with. You know, Robert sung about it, you know. Who are we going to leave out? Well, the only thing you're even contemplating about leaving out is something that you judge as right or wrong. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it looks like. And the mind doesn't ever agree with that. Recognize that. Your mind is never going to accept that. And it doesn't have to. This is beyond understanding. It's beyond the mind. But it's beautiful to realize that there's really nothing you can do about anything, because there's no you. That ends it. See, somehow we think if we don't get rid of the you, well, there's dangling chads left around that I've got to clean up, you know? There's nothing there. The dreamer in the dream, what? It's dreaming. And what is the dream? That I need to do something to fix something. That I look at everything as holy and, wait a minute, sorry. That part, no. This part, yes. It's huge. And it is speaking through the material sense of life. So, there is a life that's always being lived within you, all the time, complete, whole, and it's positioned right in behind all of our judgment of right and wrong. It's there. It's always there. There's a sense that's there, right? But it's hiding behind what we perceive as right or wrong. Now, if everything is unconditional and omnipresent, there can be no plan. There can be no direction. It has absolutely no purpose whatsoever because it's free. It's boundless without any borders. That's why there can't be a plan. There can't be a purpose for you. Double-edged sword. There's no purpose and there's no you. Now, what are we talking about? There's no you as a separate individual. Okay, yeah, we're here. But we're not love. Love is expressing itself as us in this all the time. We don't own it. The businessman wants to own it, wants to control it. Well, I don't like this part, you know. I do like this part, right? That's really, I'm telling you, the secret to life. It's the end of the road. I know, it's absolutely the end of the road because it's the end of you. It's the end of you. I don't know, not getting a lot of amens out there. It's the secret to realize it's the end of you. Because it's free and boundless, it cannot be controlled in any way by a purpose or a plan. Mahara. A lot of these guys say a lot of beautiful things, and this is one of them, okay? What is wrong with letting go of the illusion of personal control, he says, and personal responsibility? Both are in the mind only. Of course, as long as you imagine yourself to be in control, you should also imagine yourself to be responsible. One implies the other. Either you're responsible for nothing or for everything. There can be no, I mean, if you're going to go all the way, cut it off. Right? I mean, seriously. We're going to pick and choose then again? So it's like double layers of good and evil. Right? Isn't it? Do you know what I mean? And we're okay with this message for us, but God forbid those heathens out there that drink beer. No way. Huh? Uh-uh. Not them. No, no. They're bad. Yeah, they're going to hell. Too much smoke going on. Now, I want to... Some of these things are, I want to tell you that every one of you in here completely and fully know what I'm sharing. You completely, you know it deep within you. Because every day you get glimpses of what we're talking about. Every day. And one of the things that happens when you're in deep, deep sleep, where are you? Where did you go? You're still completely there, aren't you? But what happens? The me, the individual self, disappears, doesn't it? This is reality. When you're in deep sleep, the me disappears. But what happens is we wake up and the me with the mind rushes in and starts laying out the menu again of right and wrong immediately. This is what happens. It comes in and steals the real you away and starts to want to control. And any sense of control, any sense, it's all desperation. It's all fear. I know. I'm telling you, I know. I feel this. Just a month ago when this one episode happened at our business again for the 10th time. I mean, it's just what it does over there. This was the first time I didn't take it personal. There was no sense at all of thinking, well, you need to go through this. There's absolutely nothing anywhere, there's no one anywhere that wants you to suffer. Nobody wants you to suffer. There's nothing out there that wants to teach you a lesson. All of it is perfect. It's even beyond being for you because there is no you. Get you out of the way, and I'm telling you, all your problems will disappear. The you has got to disappear. And I'm going to tell you, we walked through this whole thing. Shit hit the fan. Oh, it's me. And the first thing you think of is, what did I do? It wasn't something I tried to think. It's just a sense. Do you know what I mean? It's the little puffy cloud that's on the Peanuts cartoon. You know, the guy with the blankie that goes around and that cloud's following him? It's my blankie. If it's, I'm going to take it personal. As soon as you take it personal, there's a black cloud in it. Period. As soon as you do. Is it right or wrong? See? It's just automatic. That's what happens. And so, when this was going on, I'd go into deep sleep, which I don't do very often because I'm a crazy five-series dreamer every night, full color. But you wake up, oh yeah, holy shit. We got a big pile of shit going on at work. So I better get up and go in and see what happens today. And we work through the whole thing, and it's all going to be worked out, and the real crux to the matter is going to be handled by some other company because they're the ones that goofed it up. We put some kind of acid on our clear reflectors, and 20,000 lights started to bubble away and crack. Brand new lights. All of them. 20,000 now, not 200. 20,000 lights start to bubble and crack. It's never happened before. So we try to help our customer. They don't want any static on their lights, right? So we're spraying it with this anti-static spray. Well, it had this sulfuric acid in it. And you can't leave it on acrylic. But nobody knew that. But somebody's trying to punish me. Of course. Why couldn't we figure it out? Whose fault was it? You just go through all these things. It's torment. Yeah. It's the gnashing of teeth. Yeah. It's what it is. Yeah. And it's my own teeth. I'm about to lose them all. But I'll be back there with Sally pretty soon if I don't let up a little bit. Oh my gosh. But this is what happens when you wake up from this deep sleep, is the dream, the real dream starts. The real dreaming starts. But this happens to you every night. Does any of the people in here go to sleep and not dream? There are people that don't dream at night? No? Everybody dreams? Everybody's a dreamer? Okay. Okay. There are times when I don't have any dreams. But anyways, this is just a small example, okay? If I were to give you a rule, okay, forgive me, because I'm giving you a rule. If I were to give you a rule to say this is something you could do, which I don't believe in, but the closest thing I could tell you is to have unconditional thankfulness with everything.
Yep.
Now, that's not it, right? Remember, I'm giving you a rule. Who's that for? The you. But to have a sense of unconditional thankfulness. That means you got to be thankful for everything, folks. Huh? But even in that, it could be painful. Because you're judging what you should be more thankful for and not more thankful for, right? So it's still not perfect, but it's a glimpse, right? It's just a glimpse. Now, I'm going to tell you something else that happens a lot with people where they enter in. You're already in the kingdom, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody's fully in. But I'm going to tell you something that happens when you realize you're in. And when you do, you don't know what's happening. But many of you, especially artists or people who are really into maybe a task or something they do, you can remember a time when you were totally engulfed. Let's say it's a painting. And you're sitting up on top of the Swiss Alps and you're painting away. And you disappear, and so does time. That's it. That's it. This is it. It could be when you're playing the piano. You can't look down at the keys anymore and decide I'm going to hit A. It just happens. That's what this is. It's just happening. And there's nothing you can do about it. It makes me want to cuss, but I'm going to hold it back a little bit. Okay? Do you get the point? Put a one letter in there. There's nothing you can do about it. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay? You got my drift? There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And it's twofold deep. There is nothing that needs to be done, and there's no you that can do it anyway. Why keep trying? Why are you trying so hard to do nothing? No wonder it's painful. Hello? It's painful to spend your whole life. Gary's given us perfect examples of it, you know, beating himself up for years, trying to do nothing. It's already perfect, already whole. All there is this. Yeah? This. It's all there is. It's paradise. It's never left. It never went anywhere. It's unconditional. And it has nothing to do what appears unto you as right or wrong. It's all there is. Wow. Talk about spontaneous living. That's really what it is, isn't it? It's just spontaneous living. Everything that comes is wholeness. Everything that comes is completeness. It's never for or against you. It is wholeness. Just the package and the way it comes is wholeness. There's nothing to get and nowhere to go. There's no tomorrow. That's why it can't have a plan or a purpose. You can think so. Planning happens, but you better not hang on to it, and it doesn't matter. What the me is always longing for is a fulfillment of its judgment of right and wrong. Somehow it wants to make that mess fulfilling.
Yeah.
Right? Again, it's two layers deep. It's why it's so hard to see. But the dichotomy of our perception of the world can never be reconciled. Right and wrong can't ever be reconciled because there's something right or wrong. There's no reconciliation there. That's why it hurts. That's why it's painful. That's why there's suffering. Because it's always got to be divided up. So, this awakening that we're talking about is not an awakening for anyone as an individual. But this is a pretty good analogy. It's like sobriety for a person who suddenly realizes they never had a drinking problem to begin with. Okay? That's sort of what it's like. That's what it feels like. It's what it feels like to me to go through this last chain of event. It was a $200,000 event. It wasn't small potatoes. Yeah. Liberation, true liberation. Nobody gets liberated. And here's why. That's why it sort of sounds goofy. But liberation is when the you, the I, disappears. Liberation is the same as death. When the body leaves, there's liberation. Now, this can happen at physical death, or it can happen before then, when the sense of you, the sense of I, disappears and moves in to this picture that you're painting up on the hill at the Alps, where time disappears and you forget about who you are. That's real life. Everybody's had that feeling. You go into the most wonderful setting and you're having the most fun, and what does everybody say? Time sure flies. Well, it disappears is what it does. This is it. And whether you know it or not, or whether you believe it or not, that's always it. That's why all there is this. All there is what is. It's everything. All the time. Full on. Full on. No, nothing barred. No holds barred, they say. Full on. And it isn't for or against you. It's never for or against you. It's always perfect. So we're raising it up another notch. We've been saying everything that comes to you is for you. Well, now there's no you for it to be for. It's still a good concept. It's still a good idea. But it's not quite there. Because then I've got to, oh, okay, this is for me. Yeah, okay, it's for me. Yeah, I know. Oh. Supposed to be for me. Ann and I were talking about this last night. Yeah, I just kept saying, it's for me, when all the time you're thinking, holy shit, I can't stand this stuff. Really? So perfect enlightenment is when you disappear. Well, what are you disappearing into? Everything? Not much to lose there, is there? Huh? Everything. I love what Walter Lanyon used to say all the time. He'd always say, I'm never going anywhere. I understand what he means now. I never used to. I always liked it. I thought the guy was crazy. He said, I'm not going anywhere.
I think you're crazy too.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Perfect.
But the mind absolutely has no clue. Okay, about what's going on. This is why it said it's beyond understanding, right? The mind has no clue about this, and it can't. Everyone is looking for liberation of some kind, but you can't find it.
That's right.
There's nothing to find. This is why it's hidden. This is why it's hidden, guys. Think about it. I'm so glad Robert got a hold of the fish in this ocean. We're damn swimming through the ocean asking everybody where the water is all the time. That's what this is. That's what we're talking about. Where's the water? Where's the water? Why isn't it cooler? Why isn't it warmer? Where did it go? Where is it? I want to find it. And glub, you're swallowing it. And I even liked what you said. Everything you're made out of is water.
Yeah.
Huh? But we act like fish out of the water. But there's so much of it, and it's so big, and it's so complete, you can't see it. Because it's everything.
Yeah.
It's so rare that no one finds it because there's nothing to be found. Completely engulfed in it. Completely surrounded and outnumbered. Give up. Give up. Surrender. Understanding reality is the sense that nothing needs to happen. Now, why am I saying that again? If something needs to happen, where are you? You're in the future. You've jetted ahead of yourself again. Something needs to happen. Where are you? Off you go, out into the dream world. Huh? Yeah. Liberation is totally free from any conditions. So it's not better for anyone because no one ever gets liberated. Hallelujah. I've never said I'm enlightened. People have told me I am, but I haven't really known what to do with it. I have people say, well, I guess you're my guru, but you're overweight. Well, I thought most gurus are overweight, aren't they? I thought, yeah, Buddha. Robert gave me a Buddha statue. I just rub it, you know. And I go over to China, you talk about Buddha, they think I'm King Kong over there. You're around 80-pound people over there. Here I am, over 300, you know, walking around. It's getting liberated isn't better for you. It's not better for you to get liberated because the you that you think you are is walking constantly in imprisonment. In the dream. Dreaming. Not just in a dream, but dreaming in a dream. Yeah. And we absolutely have been taught and believe that it's reality. Absolutely. Where's the individual dreaming? In a realm of separation. So the individual can never escape because there is no one that needs to escape. You can't escape from nothing. There's no way to escape from a dream.
Yeah.
It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. That's good news. That should bring relief to everybody. Total relief. Wow. Huh? Talk about, this is like premium holy Ex-Lax is what this is. And it's the last time you'll have to drink any. Huh? Because what you're going to poop out is you. And you look down and say, oh, wow, thank heavens that's over with. Huh? Paul even talked about it, you know. Everything I ever done was a pile of dung. Solomon said it, everything that man does under the sun is what? Vanity. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello? The message is all through Scripture. It's all everywhere. I can do nothing of myself. Well, it's because there's no myself. And there's so many verses that say that. You're in the Father, and the Father's in me, and you're one, and we're one, and we're all holy one, and holy, holy, holy. So this sense of separation, right? What do we do with it? Well, it's never going to stop until you realize there's nowhere to go and nothing to get. There isn't. I mean, you want to pick up everything and try to haul it around into your dream? Huh? That's what it feels like. Yeah, Because that's what you're trying to do when this sense of separation wakes you up every morning and says, "Hey, shit, I'm going to go back to bed. This sucks."
Yeah.
You know? Come on. Hello. Let's be honest. I got the call. "Well, Mike, we've got a problem with Menards." "Well, now what?" Now what? As soon as I said "now what," it's like, why is this happening to me? Exactly. It's just automatic. It's just, I mean, there's no sense that we've been trained in it, but we've been trained in it so much it just sort of naturally happens. None of it's true. What I'm sharing with you is so natural. It's so ordinary that it hides from the mind. Plays hide and seek with the mind. Because the mind is always in a sense of separation. True liberation really means the death of the separated individual. So it's way simpler than we think. That's why I said yesterday when we started, you know, because I really enjoy a lot of this Eastern thought, because they talk about, so just like what I quoted you with Mahara, it's beautiful. But they have there's 5% on there that's attached to, if you understand this, you'll be enlightened. Well, right away it entraps you. See? That, well, then I got to read the whole thing, and now I got to do it. And I'm going to share with you a Facebook I got from Nancy Brooke where she said the same thing. The individual is dreaming in a realm of separation. So the individual can never escape because there is no one that needs to escape. You can't escape from nothing. The dream is nothing. There's nowhere to escape to. Hello. It's so simple that you can't see it. It's so hidden that it doesn't make any sense. Are you with me? Huh? It's so simple that a little child could understand it. And when they're born, they understand it. And then what happens? We teach them how to be a separate individual and fight for their rights. Remember my daddy telling me, "Don't you back down from anybody." And I was Irish, and man, was I a fighter. Today, I wouldn't get it. Today, I'd be in jail. If I did what I did when I was growing up, because they don't put up with that stuff anymore. In true liberation, there's no relationship to anything. I'm clamping down some more. Okay? In true liberation, there's no relationship to anything, because we judge the hell out of everything all the time. So as soon as we have a relationship with something specific, automatically we begin to judge whether it's right or wrong. So I'm talking about specifics now. I'm talking about how we put everything in a box. Okay? When the me rushes in every morning, all hell breaks loose, guys. I'm telling you. That feeling I had in deep sleep, that nothing was going on and I didn't need to do anything, disappears. But you wake up peaceful till your mind starts going. Huh? Yeah. You're still going to do stuff. But the chains will be off now, right? The restrictions will be off, right? This will be the difference. It's going to be spontaneous living. knowing that everything that comes to you every moment is holy. It's not holy or unholy. Everything is perfect. Now, if you see this, there's this new series out now where they're doing this time travel.
Yeah.
If you've seen that, they're advertising it now where they're going to get into this space pod, you know, and and they're in there and they're showing some of the previews of it and say, well, make sure we can't mess with history now. Or make sure. Want to mess with history? Well, it can't be done. If anybody ever could control anything at any time, there'd be nothing. You think with your little pea brain you've had control? The fact that you are who you are, you had nothing to do with. But somehow we get educated. Yeah. Real, pure liberation is so obvious and natural that it can never, ever be known by the mind. If you try to know it, you're going to control it. If you're going to try to know it, you're going to control it. It never is not, and you can't do a thing about it. You can say you can. You can try. The mind always lives in this story of me in passing time. I got a story I can tell you. But there's really no way to get free from it while the mind is actively looking for it in what? This world. This corporeal world. You guys, you can't function out in this world without judgment. It's impossible. But when we start to live spontaneously, I have a beautiful wife that loves to be spontaneous. And we've had some of the most wonderful vacations because we'll go up every year up north and we just head out. We don't know where we're going. We have no plan. And it's the most fun to not have a plan.
Turn around, Mikey.
Stay here. Yeah, we're just roaming around, you know, and just enjoying. We're just taking in everything and we have nowhere to go. There's no time set. See? Yeah. That's why it's so enjoyable. It's just spontaneous. And we stop at every damn corner store and look at every pumpkin and apple, and we eventually fill up the truck. But nobody planned it. It just happens. Yeah, it just happens. And how would it be every day to get up and live in that? Huh? It's what it is. Hello. Thank you. Yeah. That's what it is. Huh? But guess what? This is what we're talking about is totally natural. It's totally ordinary. It's not something that's hard. We've just made it hard. The mind's interested in liberation. But liberation isn't the slightest bit interested in the mind. Why? The mind would want to control liberation. So many tell us, quiet the mind. Be still. Meditate. Get out your bowl of rice and find your cave. And see how long you can be still. Who's the one that was talking about Buddha? Was it Gary or Robert? Was you talking about? Somebody's talking about Buddha. Well, he sat under the fig tree for, what, 30 days? And they come and asked him, what happened? He said nothing. Hello? He said nothing happened. Nothing happened.
And he was okay with
it. He was okay with it. Quiet the mind. Be still. If the mind gets any hint of liberation, it tries to control it and play God over it. And Nancy wrote me yesterday, Nancy Brooke wrote me, and she said, Michael, Thank you for saying it so straight. Because if you left me with the tiny loop, my mind will find it and turn it into something I can do. That's hell. See, wanting to control. Dean talks about this so much. If any of you, all of you have had a taste of Dean, I think. Huh? This is exactly what he's talking about. Wanting to control is playing the role of God. It's our desire to be God, and it's where God was created. The desire to control is where the whole concept of a God came from. And Andy Leach even went back and searched it back in ancient texts and stuff and found where it appeared. You know, way before the Bible was written. There's scripts thousands, thousands of years older than the Bible, folks. Some kind of Sanskrit names, I can't even pronounce it. It starts with an A. There are thousands of people that think in their mind that they're liberated. But it's still just the mind that is liberated, but it can never be a thought. Once you think you're liberated, you're not. Why is that? We've said it. Because there's nothing that needs to be liberated from anything. That's salvation right there. There's nothing you can do to make yourself better because there's no you that needs to be made better. It's already everything, and you're part of that, but you don't own it.
Yay!
You don't own it. Love is expressing itself fully on right now in this room. Full on. And that never, ever changes. No matter where you go or what you do. It doesn't change. So thank you, Nancy. That's great. Now, we say nothing needs to be liberated from everything. Here's something that sort of helps bring that home. How could you be liberated from everything? It's impossible. Again, we're what? We're trying to divide and conquer again, huh? How could you possibly ever be? You can't run from it. You can't hide from everything. Yeah, but you're still it. How can you be liberated from all in all? It's all there is. All the time. All in all. Put that on a little postcard and put Nemo up on top of it. And surround it with blue water. Huh? Talk about a flashcard. That'd be a good one, wouldn't it? Huh? Put it on your refrigerator. What's this? Oh, we just did it in kindergarten. But you know what it is. Says a lot, doesn't it? Huh? Quit asking where the water is. It's everywhere. All the time. You're swimming in it. You're drinking it. Even when you're sleeping. You're surrounded by it. So, we can give up trying to be enlightened or awakened. Isn't that a breath of fresh air? I mean, it's been good to think that. It hasn't been a bad thing, but guess what? No one needs to awaken. You already are fully here right now. You can't bring any more of your ass with you. It's all here. And it's right now. This is it. And it never arrived. Because it never went anywhere. In our mind, it's like the holiest of carrots to be enlightened. The holiest of carrots to be enlightened. It's the holiest of carrots. But it's just beyond reach. It's not quite there. Right? The holiest of carrots. There it is. I can see it. I can't wait to get my chompers on it, you know. There it is. But it appears real, doesn't it? Because people keep telling us it's real. We keep seeking the next moment in time, but we know that never arrives.
Yeah.
But wait. Wait. Just one more meditation. Huh? Just one more bowl of rice in the cave. Huh? And this is what, you know, and again, I'm not trying to hammer on Joel and them, but I finally realized this is bullshit. I said, how long can you meditate for? We were all falling asleep. So, oh, that's a meditation at a different level. Okay, well, that's what I'm going to do then. But then to say we could control hurricanes and control the outcome of World War II, and I'm going, get me out of here. That's just religion again, you know? And then there was all this stuff with healing, and that's when I started teaching against it, and that's how Gary and I met, because he wrote me, you know, because you were struggling with your leg, whether to keep it or let it go. And all that, we were all around all that stuff, and it was telling us, well, you should be able to meditate and you can heal your leg. But it didn't happen. And there's nothing wrong that it didn't happen. Nothing wrong at all with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. And that's when he wrote me. He said, thank you so much for that. I really appreciated it. So, the holiest of carrots. You're almost enlightened. Just one more fart and you'll be there. It's got to be a fluffy one, though, okay? I don't want to go. I'm not going to keep going. I don't want to get gross. Just make sure it's air, okay? Clean air. It can't smell. It's pure noise. So here's the dramatic issue. The goal itself is an illusion. The goal of enlightenment, the goal of awakening is an illusion. Because the one seeking is not real. The story seems so real, though, that we're convinced that there's a seeming system of events that are coming, but nothing is ever coming to us. Why? Because we are right smack dab in the middle of everything. All the time. Everything. It's happening right now. And it never isn't happening. Right now. All the time. You're surrounded. You're swimming in paradise every instant. And you can go off in your mind on a wild goose chase. And everything's right there with you. You can still go. Sweat your brains out. It's all there. It never leaves. You can't escape everything, folks. Sorry. It's omnipresent. And it's called unconditional love. That's the name of it. It's not really nothing. It's unconditional love. But it can't be controlled. It can't be put in a box. It can't be described. It can't be a system. It can't come from meditation. All those things can be fun and nice. You know, at least you get to rest. Take a snooze. That's deep meditation. So there's nowhere to go. Nothing to get. Because all there is always everything. All the time. That's why I said in the Facebook post, there's nothing for the listener. It's nothing to find. There's nowhere to go. Everybody shit their pants, but they all wanted to listen. We've got over 300 views already from Friday night. People can't stay away from it. Because there's something in you that knows this. It's not coming from me. How could anybody have a problem with everything is love? Everything is unconditional love all the time. How could everyone really have a problem with that? It's way beyond universal salvation, folks. It's way beyond the insult of thinking, well, everybody will be saved. Nobody needs to be saved. way beyond that. The relief that comes with this, that I find, even in having these meetings, is it doesn't matter what anybody does or what anybody says. It just doesn't matter. Get naked. Run around. It just doesn't matter. I mean, if I handpicked and cherry-picked everybody to come here, well, this one likes me. I wouldn't even need to have a meeting. Why have a meeting? If everybody agreed. We're here to be lifted up and to enter new frontiers.
Yeah.
What's the frontier? There's nowhere to go this time. Huh? We've arrived.
But everything is
new. We've arrived. That's right. Everything is new every morning, and it's everything. It isn't something. So love is always in the right place. Huh? At the right time. Then we see everything that comes to us as perfect. Doesn't matter what it looks like or what it is, when love's ears are turned on, love is always speaking all the time in everything. Expect it. Gary said, try it. Expect it. Be excited about expecting it, because it's all there is. Get into it. Believe me, you won't be just sitting around. You won't be just sitting around. Spontaneous love is busy, because it's what? Doing everything all the time. Guys, it's been so wonderful to be with you today. Thank you so much. I just am passionately in love with all of you. Passionate. I didn't have to conjure it up because it didn't come from me. It's just so exciting to hear something like this, you know. And don't sit there and say, he knows it, I don't. Everyone deep inside you resonates with this, okay, at some place. There still might be some bullshit going on here or there. That's okay. It's all part of it, okay? It's part of it. That's what's nice about it. That's right. But you're never going to forget Nemo, okay? Just don't forget Nemo. Don't forget Nemo, okay? Yeah. Okay, so thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow morning for the unbelievably stupendous Robert Trutherford.
Trutherford! Woo! Yeah.
10 a.m. in the morning. 10 a.m. in the morning.